Blog Talk Radio.
What was your question?
Way that they fit, so what you say, can I trade you for your digits, so I can hit your
about you, I can play you if you with it. Guarantee you won't regret it. This is my stop. And by the way, my name's Hip Hop. I used to love them. Yeah, I used to love them. I used to love them. Yeah, I used to love them. I used to love them. Oh yes, I was killing him, no quest. Love the way he slick with it, but he's still the most best. And the way we dance made my feelings evolve, cause with his hands he was killing me softly. Then he got on stage in front of all the screens and told them all a story about the girl of his dreams. How her legs fit his jeans like the world's in between. Met her on the way to Brooklyn, but he called her his queen. And on the real, he had an ill flow, swag that could kill shows. Something about the way he spoke made me feel whole, made me feel so damn it was attracting. Had him screaming hip hop, everybody clapping. Presence was a gift, must be why they call it rapping. Told him he would make it big, he said he never thought it happened. Back then I seen him going platinum like his chain was. A future where everybody knew what his name was. We fell in love and said nothing would ever change us. Even though people told us that's what the game does. Even Pop said, baby don't get used to him. He just wanna zoom a zoom zoom in your boom boom. He'll hit the moon soon, watch what it'll do to him. What he's saying now, watch him pick a new tune. Still I stay true to him, told him that he's not. Cause all I ever cared about was hip hop. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah. Yes, yes. I used to love him cause we had a lot in common. Back when all he had was a speaker box and rhyming. I was proud to see him shine, getting treated like a star. But it seemed the more he rose, more I seen him from afar. Labels told him he'll be next to Buzz if he made songs about sex and drugs. I told him, never mind that, speak from your heart. Why gain the world and lose your soul just to creep up the charts? But he never answered me, just told me that he loved me and how I was the world, he never put nothing above me. Now all he rap about is fucking bitches getting money. Every week a different song, every pick a different honey. I don't think this shit is funny. That ain't cool. You got me looking like a dummy. Tell me that ain't true. Am I a fool or the only one that ain't fool? What happened to the real hip hop? That ain't you. Damn. Should've listened when they told me I was wrong for you. But you showed me what art is and I was drawn to you. We used to be so in tune. I wrote the song for you. Cause every once in a while I still mourn for you. Rip to hip hop.
Your whack shit. Blaine, go ahead with your whack shit.
I don't know what you're talking about, nigga.
Go ahead with your whack shit. So I can come in with my... Go ahead and do your whack intro so I can do my shit.
That bullshit that you do?
No, not my overzealous shit. The spectacular hot shit. So go ahead and do your whack shit so I can do my hot shit. Go ahead.
So you know who it is? That's Crush the Catalyst, a.k.a. Shirt Nigga Forever, a.k.a. Midget Mac, a.k.a. Walk Under the Door of the Threshold and shit, a.k.a. Booster Seat Nigga.
Hey! Hey, females love me, though. The ladies love me, though.
Booster Seat.
I can be all that, but the ladies still love my short ass. Anyway. Go ahead, do your whack shit so we can get
on the show. I don't know what you're talking about, nigga.
Go ahead, do your whack shit.
Hopefully the whack shit don't go together. They ain't the same shit. I don't know what that is. Like, you try to confuse the people. They know what it is. They know who it is. I ain't even got to say my name, nigga. So go ahead with your WWE entrance and shit.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's a mess there, everything. Nicole Wood, Chiller, Shadowy, Gorilla, Crushing the Catalyst, you can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware, I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow, lag out. And if you don't like that, you know what?
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Talk that shit, Riley! Talk that shit. All day, yeah. Y'all know what it is. It's one of those days. I feel old now. If anybody who ain't involved in my, like, entire life, well, y'all should be because I'm fucking awesome. So y'all should be involved with my Twitter, my Instagram, all that. My Facebook, all that shit. But if you're not, well, follow me on those places, Crush the Catalyst, CrushTheCatalyst and everything. I celebrated my birthday yesterday. Yes, I'm 27 years old. I feel old. Yeah. So, yeah. Shit sucks.
Yeah, this nigga had a whole picture of himself up on his booster seat.
I really did. And I had a bad bitch with a maid's outfit feeding it to me. Yeah.
The bride of Chucky did not count.
Huh?
He said, huh? Said the bride of Chucky did not count, nigga.
Go to hell. Jackass. Oh, it's talking shit. Why you always hating, Flame? Really, why you be hating? You be hating on the low.
What are you hating?
You be hating on me.
That
is not the look.
Nobody.
That's not the look.
That shit has never been in my blood, nigga. I don't know what that feel like.
Anyway,
yeah, you don't rock like that.
It's going to be a great show. It's going to be an awesome show. It's going to be the show, duh, everything. So, yeah.
If y'all hear some smacking and shit going on, that's because I'm a nigga right now and I'm eating this big-ass fucking meal from Fridays that my wife ain't got. It's like four different fucking meals, so I might be sleeping like 45 minutes. Just letting y'all know.
Yep. And you know what that means. That means as soon as he passes out, guess who's going to be hosting the show by himself? Me. Y'all ain't right. Y'all really ain't right. So that's okay. I see where the love at. I see where the love at.
Them like, this nigga drunk? Them like, yo, this nigga drunk?
We're not even going to talk about that shit. You know what? Flynn, you can go to hell for the rest of the show. Straight like that, you can go to hell for the rest of the show. But yeah. I'm going to play some music and everything. And then we're going to get into the callers and everything. And then we're going to get in, because we got a lot of shit to talk about. We got the headlines that's been sitting for about a week and a half. And we got battles that have been sitting for like a week, like 3 weeks, that we need to discuss. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. I'm going to bring some new shit and everything. I hope I pronounce this girl's name right.
You won't.
Well, you have no faith in me.
Go ahead. Go ahead, fuck it up. Go ahead.
I'm trying to sound it out.
Fuck up the name, crush. Go ahead. Get it out the way. Fuck it up.
I'm going to just call her Black D right now. I'm going to just call her Black D.
Black C?
Yeah, Black D.
Like your foot. Like C.
No, Black D. Like the letter D. I'm going to just say that.
Oh, B. Oh, okay. I'm
going to call her Black D for right now. So, yeah, because I can't figure out how to pronounce her name. So, yeah, but this is I was prepared last week. I was. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it was family emergencies, so we ain't going to talk about that. Yeah. Just forgive us for last week and everything. So, we're going to get into this Black D, Orion's belt. Be right back with the show. Next to Blow. Lag out.
Frontin' on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. I got that O, that Ryan. Drop the top and I'm flossin'. Frontin' on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. Hold up, pull up in that whip, bitch, I'm too legit. Got your nigga on me, yeah, he pussy whip. Fat ass with the big hips, I'm tatted up, yeah, ink, bitch, just nothing to a ball. Yeah, I'm stacking my cool whip, got your bitch in my car. Cause you know that I'm a star. She blowing kush, that good weed, that endo with no seeds. I'm switching lanes while I pop the guts. Haters on me like, what the fuck? 24s on the country truck, I'm a country girl, so you know what's up. You know who I are. Red cream, baby, black, got you by the bar. I ain't even got a son, cause you know that I'm a star. Rubber bands on my hand, cause I'm living for the March trick. I'm a tenfold, shoes on my ride, bitch, flat and go. Remy and my hair, call it Keisha Cole. Put the toes on blast, bitch, I'm about to go, whoa. It's checking out my swag, you see, I'm fresh as hell. You know I'm killing it, that old Orion Bell. That futuristic shit, I'm about to take off. I know you're feeling it, I'm blowing off your top, that oh, that Orion. Drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. I got that O, that Ryan. Drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. Hold up. Work hard, but I play fast and I don't think twice. Head's turning like the Exorcist, my swag so nice. Pull up in that new whip, got fitted, catching new kicks. Got popping rocks, they taking pictures, they follow me like Twitter, bitch. Snap that for me. Bitches in the club making snack sense for me. Rain on these bitches while they clap clap for me. Popping bottles in the hand, got the white girls on me trick. My neck don't chill, my wrist be freezing cold. My diamonds off forever, call my shit mail on Monroe. It's nothing to a boss bitch. When you stacking them Benjamins, that dead life is the best life. And I'm cocky than I ever been. Yeah, I'm sitting on your haters. It will never end, cause I'm always getting paper. Beauty is the same, ain't fuckin' when I hate to drop my side from the back. Yeah, I'm sitting on your haters, whoa. You checking out my swag, you see I'm fresh as hell. You know I'm killing it, that old Ryan Bell. That futuristic shit, I'm about to take off. I know you're feeling it, I'm blowing off your top, that oh, that Ryan. Drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. I got that oh, that Ryan. Drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. Hold up, you peeping out my swag, bitch, I'm fly to death. I'm shining like a star, Orion's Bell. I'm sitting on your haters, cause I'm cool to death. I'm sitting on your hopes, Orion's Bell. That Ryan, drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. I got that oh, that drop the top and I'm flossing. Sitting on my haters, bitch, I'm shining like a star. Hold up. Orion Bell. I got that Orion Bell.
motherfucking building. Yep, all day. Holla at your boy.
That drone was alright.
Yeah. See, we don't bring wax in on the show. What do you mean that was alright? I know it's gonna be, it ain't gonna be wax. I know that. We don't bring wax shit on to the show. You know better. You know that.
Shout out to her. We just retweeted her her Twitter and all that. Go ahead and check her out on Twitter. She got a little promo video or all that joint on there. Check her out.
Yes.
I just sent it to Crush.
Yes. All right, it's only.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Figures.
You know she's my, you know she's my type.
It is, right up your alley.
Country.
Right up your alley.
Country, do music, gotta get tatted up, so tatted up. You know that's my app. You know I love that shit. And she's short, too. I think she's short. Like, I saw one, because don't judge me when I get new subscriptions. Most people actually send me bios of themselves and send me links, and I actually look at them. So, key thing with that, when you send us music, please send us bios and everything so we can learn a little bit about you and everything. We like to know about the people that we playing, you know what I mean? So, I looked at her model Mayhem page, and it said that she was like 5'2". And you know, around that general area, I'm good. Nigga, only 5'5", my damn self. So, 5'5", 5'0" to 5'5". Girl, we can rock out. I just don't want to be walking down the street and I got to hold my arm up to put my arm around you. Yeah, that's not a good look. Or jump up to kiss her. Yeah, that's not a good look. Even though I had to do that a couple times with a couple females that I dated. That's embarrassing. Never date a tall bitch, Flame.
Have you ever dated one?
Damn it, a lot of them were. Shit.
How about you asking me, have you ever dated one?
No, I asked you, have you ever dated, like, a taller girl than you?
Yeah. She was like,
like how much taller?
She was like 6'1" or 6'2".
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Oh,
like
shit.
My ex-fiance.
I'm 5'10". Huh?
Like my ex-fiance, she was 5'9", 5'10". Yeah. That shit.
Yeah. She's like 6'1", 6'2", and she wore heels.
That's a damn thing. Like, what are you trying? Like, that's what I can't understand about some females. Okay, you're already tall. What are you trying to prove? Why are you wearing heels? Like, what are you trying to prove? I don't know,
man.
You don't talk. I need some tall girls.
That person
up there
when I met her, like, damn, tall as shit. The shit was like, what kind of ignorant ass shit is that to say you're friends with somebody? That was what came to my mind. That's all the fuck I could say.
See, my ex, I was like, damn, you tall. Like, nah, you just short, baby. I was like, yup, you're going to be a keeper. That's how you know. Quick with it? Yeah. But shit, what's going on with you, Flame?
I'm chilling, man. Sitting here trying to fuck this food up. It's getting the best of me. I don't think I can do it.
That's a damn shame. Anyway.
We got this. When I say it's three meals, it's literally three meals. She ordered a burger, some Jack Daniel's chicken, and some nachos with some fries. Yeah. I'm losing this fight. Anyway.
At least you
yo,
got
shout out to everybody out here doing their thing, man. Shout out to Team Nitty. Team Nitty Radio.
Yeah.
They always supporting us and shit.
Shout
out to him, OG Nitty, AC, Auto. You know
they the reason why I'm here.
Yeah, they're the reason why we're here, because if they never would tortured me on a weekly basis, Queen C would have never found me, so therefore it would be no show. So
shout out to Queen C
for me every week.
Yeah, shout out to Queen
Love
C.
You, Queen.
Always holding it down. Got them interviews popping like crazy. Minnesota popping like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to go in like the spring because we ain't not going in no winter. Fuck that
shit.
Yeah,
with all that winter shit.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's too cold. It's too cold for that. Like, do you know they had snow in like July? Do you know they had snow in like July?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised at all.
Where they do that at?
Shout out to KO, the Knockout Kid, man. Tomorrow night, big ass show, man. At Mojo Main, the Delaware Fresh Fest. Like it's like the All Star show every year they do it. You know what I'm saying? So
don't run down the list. Run down the list. Whoa.
Run down the list. Oh
yeah.
Shit. Hold on.
You're not even there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? People on that motherfucker, you might as well say everybody. Damn near. I know you got K Hop, you got the 49ers, you got Joe Jones.
I'll run down the list, damn it, shit.
I'm looking at it. You got Valadon, me, you got T-Dot, you got Reese, you got the Cartel, you got Soviet Union, you got Richard Raw, the cast from Camden, Big Noise, shout out to Hot Man, the producer.
Right.
Big Noise Inc., they're going to be in the building. Oh, no. I'm sure D. Harv.
Edible
going to
be on the winning. Edible going to be on the one and twos and everything. It's going to be crazy.
Is he? I think somebody else on there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
DJ Tech.
Ain't no telling. It's everybody going to be in the damn building.
Yeah.
That's just it's the Delaware Fresh Fest, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got none of the dope
Delaware
cats on there. Fresh Fest 5!
Yeah.
So they ain't got none of the lower Delaware cats on there, but nah, the city do. We put on, so we going to rock out.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing Jay Griffey with me. Since, you know what I mean, we supposed to do the last show together, and that fell through, so we going to rock out this joint. So shout out to him, shout out to Philly. You know what I'm saying? So, putting
on,
man.
I'm
going to
be sitting on the sideline.
Speaking of Philly, shout out to Shade Star. Nate Movement.
Shout out to Shade Star.
Shout out to Shade Star.
Yeah.
ShadeStar.com. Shout out to them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you can't really, like, you got to say
Delaware. Yeah, Delaware,
Philly. Delaware.
I hear her name more out there than I when I hear it here, you know what I'm saying? So, that's how I look at it.
He reps the 302 now.
Huh?
He reps the 302 now. Either
way.
Don't get me started.
Shut up.
Don't get me started, Flynn.
Get started, dude.
I ain't tell you.
What?
She be seeing me.
She be seeing you.
She be seeing me. Like, you know how she, like she on her, like, super global, like, grind right now?
Mm-hmm.
So, she had her radio show Sunday. So, boom, I saw her on Twitter and everything. I never really get to check out her show. So, I was like, oh, shit, her show's on. So, I just jumped on the line and everything, started listening to it, and I tweeted. So, like, locked in the Shakespeare Radio, da-da-da, something like, and everything. And, like, she hit me up on,
chiming out on the station. Like, shout out to Crush Catalyst and everything. 302 stand up. He doing it big out here. He making his moves. I was like this. He be seeing me.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So since I don't know if she be seeing me enough to be watching, listening to the show right now, but if she is listening to the show right now, Shay, we got to get in the booth, baby girl. Yeah, I definitely want to do a track with you. Like, I didn't want to do a track with you since I heard you, and that was valid.
Nine, eight,
one of them. So, yeah, we gotta put that work in.
Yeah, stop bullshit and go fuck with the squad, nigga.
Sir, come to the chamber. Come to the chamber. Nah, but, you know what? I'm gonna play some shit. Soon as I find them. And let this load up. Thank you. Good job, you switchboard, you. So, oh, and she be having, like when I tell you she be making her moves, she be making her moves. Like, she got tracks with Freeway. She got tracks with T-Pain. She got tracks with Chopper City. Who else? She got tracks with a couple dudes. Like, a couple niggas, like, I think she got a track with Avant, too, somewhere. I think I heard one, like, with her and Avant. But, you know what, I'm going to get into this. Shay Stark, Jim T-Pain, Know Your Name, and we're going to be right back with the show. It's Next to Blow. Lag out.
What his name is.
I gotta start by thanking the Lord, cause I don't wanna see no face more than yours. Cause you got a kind of persona that will not be ignored anymore. I got you, for sure. I got you, for sure. But it's just the type I want against me. You with me? You're the only girl I know that fits me. You get me? Feels like a love bug bit me. I gotta find you quickly, cause I don't even know your name. I'm hoping that you feel the same. I don't want you to think I'm insane, but you just keep on looking my way.
And I don't know what to say, cause you got me going crazy. I wanna be a lady. It's kinda weird that we both are lost. I see it from afar looking like a boss, yeah. And I don't know how to play it. Listen to me, baby, I gotta get close to you. Every time you need me, call me and I'll be right there. No need to worry, cause I promise that I'll always think, hold on a minute. Tell me where you're going.
I gotta find you quickly, cause I don't even know your name. I'm hoping that you feel the same. I don't want you to think I'm insane, but you just keep on looking my way.
I'm not afraid.
yeah, y'all know what it is. That was Know Your Name, Shay Star featuring T-Pain and everything. Delaware, we making big moves right here. I don't know. How many times I gotta keep telling people this? We making moves out here. But Flame.
What up?
That time.
What? What time?
Is that time?
What time? Time?
Hello, I am Chris the Catalyst, and these are your headlines.
Well, love is in the air. Whatever the hell Kanye and Kim are doing. But we have two engagements that have popped off in the tabloids, which is Kanye and Kim and everything. Yep, Kanye proposed to Kim Kardashian and everything on her birthday. See, he did some fly shit. I gotta give Kanye some credit for this. Like, I gotta give credit where credit is due. And he did some fly shit. See, what he did, he rented out the whole AT&T center in San Francisco. And, like, had, like an orchestra playing and everything. It was supposed to be just, like, a little party for Kim. But he, like, got down on one knee at the, like, second base. And everything proposed. So it was nice. It was like, I gotta give him credit for that one. That was like that's some hot shit. I gotta give him that. Go ahead, Kanye. But I'm gonna leave him alone this week. I'm gonna leave Kanye and his boo alone this week. You think I should? I mean,
I could go with.
Like, me personally, I wouldn't do it because Kim. Look, I just wouldn't do it.
What?
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I mean, let's keep it real though.
Huh?
Ain't none of these bitches out here can say shit to her. Only difference between her and these brothers out here is her.
Hers are all no.
Yeah, hers is all over the place.
See, I'd rather.
These brothers out here
are
probably gonna fuck more niggas than she has.
Yeah, but you don't know. See, ignorance is bliss when it comes to. Ignorance is bliss when it comes to shit like that.
And especially you coming from the state that we in, where it's already so small, so you already know everybody's
true.
Fucking everybody.
True.
Your bro's already coming with a damn history, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least the nigga she was fucking was rich.
True.
These bros out here fucking a whole bunch of broke-ass niggas. They ain't
true.
Getting nothing out of it
true.
But STDs.
True. And babies.
Bro.
STDs and babies.
Yeah, I mean, shit. She was fucking. Can't be mad. She moved up in her
career. She was fucking.
She came. She used to be rude. She
was
like a flower.
Like a red nose. Like a red nose. She gonna shake it.
These boys need to be looking up. Like, yo, she was, what, a stylist or some shit at first? Before she
I don't know what the fuck
anything.
She was.
She was a
I don't
stylist,
know what the
I
fuck
think.
She was.
She was like Ray J stylist or some shit. You know, she let him break it off, and look, she don't gotta do shit no more, but walk around.
Yeah.
How these brothers gonna be making? I bet these brothers gonna fuck somebody. Ain't nobody gonna be following over cameras. So I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
I feel where you coming from, though. I feel you, though. Like, I don't know. Probably because it was so publicized. And you know what I mean? It's a sex tape and all that shit. But.
Like, so
after,
wait, some,
I mean,
some
he had a
John,
baby with her.
Like,
after you have a baby
like,
with her,
okay.
You guys don't get married.
people like this. Like, it's probably a lot of industry hoes. Mm-hmm. But you really don't know them. See, all her shit was on Front Street. Like,
the nigga.
Like, it's confirmed that you fucked him.
Nah, but she ain't the worst.
Who the worst?
She ain't the, nigga, if Superhead can get married, she can get married.
I forgot she is married.
That's all. She's still married. That's all she was known for. She ain't had nothing else. It was giving everybody in the industry head and put out a book blasting everybody. Who the fuck would wipe that? Besides Eddie Winslow, whatever the fuck his real name is.
I saw the tape. Shit. I probably would have.
She got fucking...
She's talented. I ain't never seen no shit like that.
Make a porn stars talk out and shit.
I would wipe Cakey just for her tongue. Don't judge me.
See,
I would
wipe Cakey
just for her tongue.
He wiped Kim just for her ass.
Nah. I'm not really an ass person. I'm a legs. I'm a legs, tits, and tats. Legs, tits, and tats. That's me.
I mean,
legs, tits, and tats.
After he knocked her up, he might as well just go ahead and marry her.
I don't know.
And that wasn't even the dumb part. The dumb part was that first they was talking about they weren't doing no prenups. That was the dumb
shit. Yeah, that's retarded. That's retarded.
But now they supposedly are going to be doing that shit.
He better. Shit.
Yeah.
Keep on fucking around, Kanye. Keep on fucking around. Chris going to take all your money. Not Kim, Chris. She runs that shit. Chris going to take all your fucking money. Yeah. But.
I think you're going to start paying rent.
But it's also we got another headline. We got another marriage on the way. Future and Sierra. Now I'm kind of
I said I hate that shit.
Why you hate it?
Cause I'm just hating on that one. That's all I'm saying.
Why you hating on it?
That's all. I ain't elaborating, I'm just hating.
Okay.
Fuck that.
I'm kicking it like this. How long they been dating?
Oh no.
That shit hasn't been that long for a nigga to be trying to put a ring on it and she ain't pregnant.
What kind of nigga comment?
That's what I'm saying, dog.
He said she ain't pregnant.
Look, it's only one reason you get married that quick. You get married that quick and everything. Because they haven't been dating that long. That's the only reason why niggas are just like, oh shit, let me just go wife her up. Because she's pregnant. She's been a keeper. But she ain't pregnant. So, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? Like, nigga, you really kind of just blew up. You've been doing your shit. Yeah, but you really kind of just blew up, nigga. Why the fuck you trying to wipe her up? And ain't like Sierra.
Shit, I do. Every nigga that she done fuck with was trying to lock her down and shit, except for 50. I think 50 low-key locked her down and shit.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be all in the public, but he was definitely trying to lock her down. So it must be something about her. She got that Rihanna syndrome going on.
Yeah. You really don't know what it exactly is, but you know it's something. Something about that damn girl. I don't know. You probably got a 6-7 at bat.
That's
what
it is.
Hey, snap back, go with it. I'm going to play that in a minute. We haven't played that shit in a minute, though. Yeah, we're going to play Snapback tonight. It's just been certified. We play Snapback tonight. Next up in the headlines. Chad.
What did you know?
This is old as a boot, but I couldn't figure out how to properly address it. So I'm still not sure if this will work, but hey, this'll work for me.
Boo! Hey, Erykah Badu, that was real gay, my nigga. Cut that out.
All right, Chad Johnson, I refuse to say Ocho Cinco because that's just some straight coon shit. Y'all already know I know that shit. Well, Chad Johnson posted a pic on Instagram of him kissing Evelyn. But he wasn't kissing Evelyn. He was kissing this TV screen while Evelyn was on Basketball Watch. Like, an episode of Basketball Wives was on. With the caption, "I caught my bae by surprise." Okay. Where do I start with this? Number one, nigga. No grown-ass nigga say bae. Unless I'm mistaken. Flame, do grown-ass nigga say bae?
I ain't never heard no nigga say it. Let's see.
Violation number one. Huh?
I said he let's see full of Drake. I don't know.
It's a lot of Drake.
What you say that for? Yeah, I was full of contract. That's all.
Man, it's a lot of Draking going around. It's really a lot of Draking going around. It's sad. But violation number one. Nigga, no grown-ass nigga say bae. Two. I caught bae, the whole caption, I caught bae by surprise. Nigga, she not worrying about you. You kissing a TV. I can see if she was in your crib, sleep, laying down or something, and then you did the picture, like, on some J.R. Smith and Tahiri type shit. I can see if you did something like that. But, nigga, you kiss a TV screen. A TV screen. Do you know how I need a moment. Plain say something. I need a moment.
I don't need to say. Yeah, that's crazy. Can't even defend that shit.
Okay. All right, that moment's up. Now, that was violation number two, the whole caption. Now, violation number three. Nigga, you posted on Instagram. That's why social networks had that button that said, "Are you sure?" So you can stop your dumb ass from putting shit up like that. I should know. Sometimes I need to read that, "Are you sure?" more my damn self, but I don't do shit like that. That's beyond thirsty. Like, that's full out dehydration. Like, that nigga needs some water. Like, real talk. That nigga needs some, like... That nigga need a IV, like, because he's drained of all fluid. Like, he's, like, really, like, thirsty. Like, he's really dehydrated. He need an IV, like, stat. Real talk.
That's crazy.
Next up.
Yo.
TLC. What?
Huh? Nah, I just seen this article. I was reading this article about Dr. J.
What about
First of all, I didn't know he had a daughter that played tennis. Did you know that?
He got a daughter to play center.
She plays tennis.
Oh, tennis. I thought you said center.
Yeah, tennis. Right? So I'm reading this article, and it says, hold on. It says, Dr. J says his daughter was conceived only because. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to read this and see what the fuck he said. He pretty much said she was only conceived because her mom got braces on her teeth.
And we're going to get into a music break just like that.
Huh?
We're going to get into a music break just like that. I don't know what the fuck I'm about to play, but I'm about to play some. Because, let me pick a song,
you,
damn it, shit.
Bob, how you disrespect your daughter like that? Yeah, your mom, I used to go over. He says it. She became someone who helped me unwind if I'm feeling high, strung, or stressed. I could drive over her crib and spend a relaxing evening that might include oral sex. I can remember one time we actually had intercourse. That's because she got her teeth straightened and she had the wire on her teeth. Oral sex was not an option. What kind of ignorant shit?
Can we get to a music break? Save the Gemini, Red Nose. And we'll be back with the headlines.
Holy shoot.
All this money on me. Now come take it from a cheer. All she tryna do is get naked. And she gon' shake it like a red nose. Like a red nose. And she gon' shake it like a red nose. Like a red nose. And she gon' shake it like a red nose.
Wow.
Like a red nose.
And
she gon' shake it.
Man, I already know he ain't playing me. Okay, that booty talking to me, what that shit say? Shaking for the dojo, I'm a sensei. When she wobble on my song on replay, almost got her a house up off Kingsway. I told her shake it like a red nose pit bull, and I'ma keep throwing money to your bank for. Cake, birthday suit, damn, and a little woman forget your ace song. Wow, okay, now let's do it my way. If she don't go crazy, then she walking on the highway. And if she don't believe me, tell that bitch just try me. Bet you she be shaking from the club back to my place. Wow.
This money on me. Now come take it from a tree. All she tryna do is get naked. And she gon' shake it like a red nose. Like a red nose. And she gon' shake it like a red nose. Like a red nose. And she gon' shake it like a red nose.
Right.
Like a red nose. And she gon'
right.
Shake it.
Tell them other people stop and I'm fly. And that's why she headed to the cockpit.
Wow.
Black money sage, Wardy, I'm a
winner.
I just play them like a game, all press enter. I'm hella raw, listen to the way I did her. I was in her and her nigga was there making dinner. All this money start moving and I'ma throw it. She choosing, I got her looking, you losing, okay. Black money, we take him, hit it and quit it. We shake him and if she like me, it's Nathan, okay. Party hard with no party fouls. Couple girls in the back with some party mouth. Keep it back in, then turn the
party out.
Shake it like a red nose, I'ma let him out. Wow.
Like a red nose.
I'm about to get in my R&B bag. I'm about to get in my R&B bag right quick because I still need time to process all that shit that this nigga just said. This is why I'm about to find a white co-host, because you really can't work with niggas. You really can't. This is why I'm about to find a white co-host, because you can't work with niggas. They just say shit like that, just fuck up your whole flow and shit. Like, I was doing good with that line. Anyway, I'm about to get in my R&B shit, you know what I mean? I'm about to play probably one of my favorite tracks that I have received for the show and everything. And that's going to be Tara Crichelle, Don't Leave. I'm probably going to play Playa, Cheers to You. I'm probably going to play, and matter of fact, I'm going to throw into that April Amsterdam, because I haven't played that in a minute. So, yeah. We about to play this R&B block and everything. We're going to be right back rocking with the show. Next to blow. Lag out.
Don't leave, stop me, I don't.
Dazzle! y'all the women that gave me a chance. Cheers to y'all. It was fun. But I lasted. Was that a fucked up thing to say?
Huh?
Was that a fucked up thing to say?
No. So he got me over here zoning out and shit. All this R&B shit.
I just wanted to shout out.
So I forgot where the hell I was for a second.
Damn. Well, we got to show the support.
What the hell? We're zoned out. So I was zoned out.
Well, I can't play rap all the damn time, shit. That should get old. Back to these headlines. Another person that I love and adore, Jay Michelle. KKK. She didn't even do nothing crazy, so I'm so proud of her. I love my baby KK. So, but she admitted it, Flynn. She finally admitted it. She finally admitted it again, work done.
Oh, what?
Yeah. She didn't get ass injections. She didn't get that, but she had stomach fat placed in her ass.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah. I ain't mad at it either. Love that ass.
Two birds at one.
I gotta look at it. I just love Kay. I don't even know how I would act if I like met her in person. There's a lot of chicks that I don't know how I would act when if I met them in person. Like I get starstruck over people that it really don't make sense. Like that's the thing. I get starstruck off of people that like you probably wouldn't get starstruck around, but I do. Well, Kay's probably that one of those people that you can get starstruck over. But yeah. Like I used to work at Bad Boy and like what up, Diddy? It was like that. But I got shook when I met 8-Ball and MJG.
Hmm.
Like people like I got starstruck when I met Killer Mike. I was like, yo, do you know who you are? I get starstruck with people like that. Hell, I damn near got actually when I met Shay Star, I damn near got starstruck.
Wow.
I remember we was at Palms. She was promoting a party at Palms. We all went. It was me, Sky, Sky, Trey, and everybody. We all went. Sky had to make me go over there and say hi to her because I dragged all of them there just to go to that party. But yeah, shout out to Shay. But, yeah, Kay, I love you. If you ever find these in the archives, because I know you're not listening, but if you ever, like, stumble on these episodes of the show, I love you. I will get you pregnant and wife you. I will get you pregnant. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even get you pregnant. I'd just wife you, girl. You're enough to just. I'm your future, girl. I am your future. I'm your future. You're my Sierra. It's the only difference is we actually have talent. And with that being said, TLC, the biopic. First of all, they're amazing. Amazing, amazing piece of work. Word. It was just like an amazing piece of work. How you seen it, Blaine?
Seen what?
Did you see it?
See what?
The TLC movie.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Amazing piece.
I fuck with it.
Wrong.
Yo, I did not realize. I didn't realize Left Eye was from Philly.
I didn't know that.
Why
I didn't know they were.
Why don't claim her?
Yep.
Philly claim every fucking body.
I know.
You would think
like,
they'd
I knew she was
from
Philly. I never wonder why they never really claimed her. That's fucked up, though. Now I think about it. I never put that together. Like, I never, like, thought about that. Like, I already knew she was from Philly.
Yeah, she said it in the movie that she had came to Atlanta from Philly. What the fuck? Like, you don't never hear nobody from Philly say anything about Left Eye, ever. So I don't know. Maybe she was born there. Maybe they just lived there. I don't know. I got to look into that.
Yeah, we got to definitely look into that. But, yeah. Amazing piece of work, like, from writing, cast, especially casting. Oh, my God, that was kind of scary.
Yeah, shout out to Lil Mama. She played the hell out of that.
Yo, I had my doubts. I really had my doubts. But, yo, she played that motherfucking part. I really had doubts about Lil Mama playing Left Eye because, like, you, wow. It's just like, wow. Juice Adora as T-Boz, I didn't even look like Drew. I'm like, T-Boz, she's actually in the movie. Like, she's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki Palmer as Chili, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, the likeness was so, the likeness was so impactful. It was like parts in a movie where you actually, it looked like they actually had, like, actual footage. Like the scenes in the studio and everything. At parts, it's like, oh, was that really Left Eye?
We did all the music videos.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
All those I'm like, is that the actual video? Like, they really went in with that.
Yeah. Like, so shout out. Like, that. Like, you know what? Evan Ross played the fuck out of Dallas Austin. Yo, he played that role.
Yep.
That motherfucking role.
Did you know the chick Pebbles is suing Left Eye as a state right now?
I know she's suing the group.
No, she's suing Left Eye as a state.
She's also suing the group for saying their character.
No, but she's talking about Left Eye still owe her money. And she said even though she's dead, it doesn't mean that she don't owe the money. I said, that's crazy, y'all. That's crazy. And that's why they couldn't use none of the songs for the movie. Like, they couldn't even use their own shit for the movie because they tied up in that lawsuit with the Left Eye shit.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yep,
but I didn't know it was Pebbles suing them. I thought it was somebody else.
No, it was Pebbles.
Damn. What the headline says is Pebbles is suing them for slander of character in the movie. And the girl.
Yeah, they said that was going to happen.
Huh?
I said, yeah, they said that was going to happen, that she had threatened to sue if she didn't like it.
Yeah. And Crystal Celine, the original C in TLC, she's threatening to sue for slander of character as well.
The hell? Why? Because she couldn't sing.
Yeah. She's writing a tell-all book about what really went on and everything, and now she's threatening to sue over that too.
Man, she just wants some attention.
Yeah,
they did play the shit out of her though, whether it was true or not. She was dumb as shit trying to sing.
Yeah. It was a sad look. That was my part. It's like, you're not good, but she got to go. Like, she got to go.
Yeah, they didn't even. That was the last you seen of her. They didn't meet her outside or nothing. Like,
no, it was like smooth and cut. they ain't go break the news. Like, they didn't go break the news to her and everything. Like, hey, we about to find a new chick. All right, bye. Like we, you ain't getting none of that shit. But yeah, she threatened them to sue.
You know what?
I was thinking, like, ever since I saw that, like, I thought about, like, other, like, well, I didn't think about this, though, but I thought, like, UrbanDaily.com, they did a poll. Well, it was not really a poll. It was, like top five male R&B groups that they would love to see a biopic of. Their picks was Jodeci, Boyz II Men, Drew Hill, New Edition, and Immature / B2K. I want to see the Boyz II Men one. I want to see the Drew Hill. I want to see the Immature B2K one. Because I don't believe that they didn't think Raz B was gay that whole time. I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah, I would like to see that one. They got a lot of shit that they could be putting out there on the table. I know if they did a Jodeci one, as crazy as this shit was.
Crazy.
Yeah, that shit would be real creepy.
Like, that shit, that shit would go in. But also Drew Hill, though. Like, Drew Hill, though? And New Edition?
Yeah, but I don't know. Jodeci take the cake for me.
They did go through some shit.
And then they was on Death Row. You know what I mean? Casey and JoJo was rocking with Death Row for a hot minute. You know they went through some shit.
But New Edition did it?
That's with Bobby Brown and all that. But I don't know. I just got a feeling Jodeci would be going some other shit.
Yeah, it definitely would be on some other shit.
Because they was wild. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Boyz II Men will probably be the sleeper. I think Boyz II Men will be, like, the sleeper one. Like, you would, like, every, you'd be, like, on like, damn, that shit happened? Like, I think they got a lot of secrets like that. Because Boyz II Men always been, like, quiet. Like, they've been, like, they always were, like, quiet. Like, when it comes to, like, all those R&B groups, like, they were chill, like, and they gave them a Philly. So, like, you too quiet to be from Philly. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you got that natural, like, you from Philly, you got that natural hush mentality. So, if you put all your shit on the table, all right, we're about to tell our story. That shit will probably be crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. That shit probably come across like a damn Lifetime movie.
Yeah. but you know what group would have a great biopic? Shadowy.
That should be on Comedy Central. That shit right there. MTV need to pick that shit up ASAP.
Word. Our biopic would be crazy. But where would... Like, our biopic definitely would be crazy. Matter of fact, a biopic is shadowy and a Cold War. Yeah. The biopic would have to be on a Cold War would have to be on TNT. They good for drama. They are drama. And that's what Cold War was. So much drama. I love the Cold War days. I really do. I'm still Cold War to the death of me. But I'm only Cold War stands with me. Yeah. But yeah, that's it for the headlines. Ready to get into these battles?
Yes. Yeah. I wonder why they left Death Row segment out of the TLC movie. When Left Eye was fucking with them too.
Probably because of with the lawsuit. They probably froze like
when
everything.
When she went over there, when she died and all that shit, went over there with Death Row. It was like a lot of people from Death Row and shit.
Yeah, but like with everything from, but with the lawsuit and shit, that probably froze all that shit too. So they couldn't release none of that music either, so.
But
not
the music.
No,
I'm talking about why they ain't put none of that in there in the movie. They ain't even mentioned Death Row.
Yeah, they only mentioned No Limit.
I don't know. They need to come out with that Aaliyah movie. That's what they need next.
I don't think I can take that. I don't care. I'll cry. You know what? I ain't even gonna front about it. Watching the TLC movie, that last scene when she was like by the waterfall and the screen went black, like I teardropped because I knew what was happening. Because all I could remember is watching Last Days of Left Eye and then remembering the car crash.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit fucked me up. And they played that I think Tuesday they was playing Last Days of Left Eye. I couldn't watch that shit. I couldn't. Like first time I watched that, I bawled, cried. Like because like I loved the Left Eye. Like Left Eye, I loved her. Like I loved TLC, period. But so when Left Eye died and when Aaliyah died, I cried. Both times. Because it's like that shit hurt me. It hurt me like I knew them personally. Like that shit hurt me. Yeah. Oh yeah, back, let's get into these battles. Where is this sound? Hold on. Ring bell. Where's my damn ring bell? Oh, there I go. All right, now let's get into these battles. First up, first match on tonight's card, we have. I'm gonna start off with. We got battles from King of the Dot. We got battles from Smack, and we got battles from Queen of the Ring tonight. First off, we're gonna go to Smack URL and everything. We're gonna go at the Summer Madness event. Jazz the Rapper, Bert from Brooklyn, New York, versus Miss Hustle from Harlem, New York. Flame, what you saying?
You said Jazz and Hustle?
Yeah. What was your scorecard?
I want to say, who did I give it to? Hustle, 2-1. I think I gave her the first and second. I believe I gave her the first and second.
I say Jazz 2-1. I gave Hustle the first round too, but I think she I think she edged her on that second round, and she and Jazz demolished her on that third.
Yeah, Jazz definitely got the third. I think it was definitely close. Like, nobody clearly smashed anybody except for that third round. The first two, I think
yeah.
both was close. But I asked both of them to hustle.
I
feel like
Jazz
started real slow. I feel like Jazz didn't really get
yeah.
in her zone until, like, the middle of the second. So,
I thought they was going to box. I really thought they was going to box.
It seemed like hustle.
When Jazz was throwing that slob out there, I thought they was going to box.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought she was when she Jazz threw the shot at Farrah. Farrah looked like she was about to pop off. So,
yeah.
It was
an
entertaining
battle.
I give it to Jazz 2-1.
Yeah.
Sound quality was kind of crazy.
Yeah, for all Jazz rounds. They had Calico talking all through her shit.
I was listening to her. I was like, it didn't sound like Calico. I didn't know who it sounded like, but it didn't sound like Cal.
It sounded like a lady saying, yo, who knows? They need to get together, man. They make too much money to be fucking up like this.
Really, they do. You know what? Wasn't they the first battle of the night, though?
Nah. It was, I think it was O-Red. The O-Red battle, I think, was the first one.
O-Red versus who? Yeah, Big T. Did we do that, Matt?
Wasn't it Big T?
I think we did.
Was it Big T?
Yeah, it was Big T. We called that match already. I don't know if we called it on the show or we was calling it like each other.
Yeah, we didn't call it on the show.
All right, well. We're going to get into that battle now. So, I say Jazz 2-1. Fling, you say Hustle 2-1. All right, next up we got O-Red rapping New Jersey versus Big T rapping Chicago, Illinois. Chirac. I say... O-Red 2-1. O-Red took the first round and the second round. But I think Big T edged them on that third with the recap of the Calico story. And then with that it felt like he was struggling. Like it felt to me like he was struggling all through that battle, but like that third round when he went off with that, it felt like he was starting to get to his comfort zone, but it was like a little too late.
Yeah, I gave it 2-1 over it. Same shit, first, second round. I think, I don't know, man. Big T is just fucking boring to me, yo. At least I don't think he's ready for a big stage. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
maybe not ready.
He's just not
a big stage type artist.
No. He's like that Chilla Jones class.
Like,
he needs smaller stages. So he can adapt to the crowds and then and move them up like that.
Yeah. Maybe he just needs to stay in those small room settings. You know what I'm saying? He can still face top tier people, but just not on that stage,
like,
man.
Small
like,
crowd.
He don't got the delivery for it. Yeah, he don't got the delivery for that. That shit was just boring, man. All those fucking gun sounds he doing, he need to stop that shit too.
Yeah, that's a lockout boom shit.
Yeah, like everything. Like half his fucking round was all sound effects.
That shit was corny.
Yeah, like you overdoing it, man.
Yeah, that shit was kind of corny. So, O-Red 2-1, unanimous. Next up on tonight's card, we have. Would you want to go to? Oh yeah, matter of fact, we still got another smack. We got another smack. This was a peak. This was a PG proving ground and everything. H.A. Double versus Anubis. Now, I can't call this shit for nothing. This is like so, like this is like a classic battle. I watched it like 3 times. I still can't call a winner. Like I can't call rounds in it. I can't call rounds. And I was on Twitter telling these niggas this, like, yo, I cannot call this shit. Like, y'all niggas went ham. Like, that shit was, like, so tough. Like, that's going to be, like, that goes with the JC chiller battle.
You
I
think
still
so?
Can't call that shit. Yeah. Like, it was so, like, it was like, like, you was like, oh, Anubis going to get this round. Then AJ was like, oh, shit. Then, you really can't, like, damn. Like, I really
I don't know who I gave that battle to.
I think you said
I'm not giving that battle to somebody.
You said H-A-Double.
H-A-Double, right? I think I gave him the first or second round. I think. I don't remember.
You said H.A. Because you said you couldn't call the third round and the first round. And you felt H.A. Edged Anubis on the second round. So you gave him the battle because you couldn't call the other one.
I remember that now. Yeah, I don't think that Anubis did enough on the second round. They be going in, man. Only thing... A lot of these new niggas start to sound like JC a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like Anubis sound identical to JC. You know what I mean?
But you know what? I like how Anubis rocked that. Like he responded to that.
Mm.
Because he said in the second round, he's like, everybody compare me to JC. Well, JC's He's like, JC, well, if I'm compared to JC, and JC compared to Ill, and Ill's compared to Lux, you can see where the where the power comes from, like something like that. Like, so that was like dope, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. That was like that one line that like really stood out to me. I was like, yeah, that shit, right. I fuck with lines like that. Like we're like, all right, let me address this shit right quick, and everything, and then boom, because I know what you're about to say, so I'm about to kill you before you even say it.
Yeah, I just hope a lot of these new niggas just get their own identity. Like, did you see that battle? I think his name is Fly Life Nice. He was down with a dude named Chase Legacy. Did you see that drink?
Nah, I didn't see it. Where it came out of?
Some other league. But these dudes, I'm about to send you the link. These dudes, the dude Fly Life Mice or whatever his name was, he sounds exactly like Daylight. From his vocal tone to his delivery, and to the way he delivers, like, his punchlines and things like that, he sounds exactly, like, if you close your eyes, you think it would be Daylight that one. And then the dude, Chase Legacy, sound exactly like Averb. And it's crazy that his name is Chase, and their both name is Chase. Like, he sound exactly like, these motherfuckers, it looked like Averb was battling Daylight. You know what I mean? I was like, wow. And people was really giving these dudes, like, a chance. I'm like, are you serious? Hey, I don't know. I don't want to start hearing the same shit from every fucking battle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of these niggas that need to find their own, like, lane and shit. There's a lot of them.
That shit crazy. Wait till you see that shit.
All right. But, yeah, somebody in the queue that's about to cuss me out, I should leave her on hold because she's just mean to me. And I don't appreciate her.
Well, shit, bring her on.
I don't want to. I should just leave her in the queue because I know she's cussing me out right now because she's on mute and everything. She's probably going to cuss me out when she gets online. So I probably, like, either way, she probably, if I don't let her on the show, she's probably going to cuss me out on Facebook, cuss me out on Twitter, Instagram, then call me and cuss me out. I don't know. Should I let her on?
It's always a good day when you get cussed out. So it's always a good day when you get cussed out.
Not for me.
For me.
You know what, Flame? You want to know how I feel about you right now?
Fuck you too, nigga.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Fuck your shoes, nigga.
Fuck your president, nigga.
Treason.
Fuck that.
Old Flame, you heard it right here on the show. Old Flame is a communist. Oh, yeah. So I'll let her on.
That's what I thought. Hi, everyone. It's your girl, Carter Blue.
Up, Carter?
Don't you ever keep me this damn long on the damn hold. I started to hang up because I had a show to do.
Get on.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
like,
she's gonna act all polite
and shit and everything, and they're gonna cut me out. See? Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love
in this
side of town.
It's only fine for me to do it. You know I got love for you guys. You know that.
Ain't no
but if you ever keep me
in the heart of the city, ain't no
you ever
love.
Keep me
really
home,
said,
I'm going to put you in eight headlocks, goddammit.
That ain't what she really said, because she hit me up on the chat right now. She said,
wait, fuck, crush her ass. Stop playing.
What'd you say, Carter? She said, wait, she typed it. She said, crush is a short-ass black midget that ride around that booster seats all damn day. What else she say?
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
This is the great part about me being the switchboard. I can mute people whenever I feel like it. Just like I'm just muted clean. See the power of me? Ha, ha, ha. Nigga.
I'll just fucking mute me, nigga. I'll hang up next time. You be hosting this shit by no damn self.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to come by and show some love to you guys. You know, you guys are family, so, you know, it's only right.
But what'd you say about the headlock again?
Oh, I said I was going to put you in eight headlocks next time. You kept me at home this damn long.
And remember what I said about that.
Oh, yeah.
In order to put me in a headlock, you got to touch me. And to put me in a headlock, you got to put my head down low.
Don't play with me.
Oh, God.
Don't play with me.
You stupid.
I'll do something.
Drown.
You know what that sound is?
Crazy.
Crazy.
I know, right? Oh, man.
No, you can't smoke,
yeah.
Nigga.
Please.
Well,
I've been swimming since I was 2.
What?
But, yeah, man, I just wanted to stop by and show some love real quick because I got to get ready for my show. So, hopefully, I see you guys on there tonight, like, literally right after this show.
Are you going to cancel it like you canceled yesterday?
First of all, I didn't want to cancel. I thought, you know, I had to take the kids trick-or-treating. I thought my mom was going to take them. She wanted to be difficult and tell me to go take them. I was like, fuck. So I was fucked. So I had to do it. I had no choice. And then, like, I was literally signed on already. And then I was like, I have a show to do. She's like, I don't care. I was like, God damn it. So I didn't have a choice. I didn't want to. I was tired of shit.
I'll be there. I don't know about playing, but I'll be there.
Okay. Oh, he better be there, too.
Huh?
I said, you better be there, too, or you get cussed out, too.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Look, I got work in the morning. I got to be at work 6 o'clock in the morning. I can't be hanging up with y'all black folks.
Well, you can stop by for a little bit.
All right.
I'll
probably put you on before I do him. I'll probably put you on before him because since you want to keep somebody on hold for so damn long.
Love you, Carter.
Yeah, love you too. But yeah, So tomorrow, Matori is going to be on DJ Butterrock's conference. He's getting an interview tomorrow, so make sure y'all tune into that. And I'm going to send Crush the link and to make sure his ass is on there too. And also, Lobster and Cocaine coming out real soon. Make sure y'all look out for that. Make sure you guys tune in Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, especially Thursdays, because it's Girl Talk Thursday on Blast Your Thoughts. And then Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays is Smooth the Do Show, but Fridays is mine. I take over.
Yeah,
and then No Days Off coming out real soon.
Friday and Thursday, take over. Look, all right, wait a minute.
Well, Fridays I take over.
Wait, no, Dennis. You ain't just gonna come on this show and disrespect us like that.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? I did it. I just said Fridays I take over.
Mine, I take over. Like, we don't have our show on Friday and shit.
Well, I have mine. Don't make me take over y'all either, okay? So this will be my show too.
We're gonna take over our shit, first of all.
For y'all that don't know, Carter Blue will be taking over the show on Friday too.
Yeah,
right. I'm stating my claim, damn it.
I'm gonna go kidnap
all and then then we're accepting all donations for Dollars for Dope, in case y'all don't know about that. Him and his throat cancer. So if he's listening, or if he did, I don't know. But Dollars for Dope.
Good shit.
So, yeah, man.
Especially on your ground. You respect it. You rock with you.
Yeah.
I don't drop out yet, but you started to get on my damn nerves, me personally.
Why?
So I rock with you for right now. I don't know how long it's going to last.
I'm not a for right now. I don't do that.
Wait, what I just
said? Well, like I said, I rock with you right now.
No, it's either you rock with me or you don't. Or you find the exit.
I do. I rock with you right now.
You ain't going nowhere.
That nigga ain't
going nowhere.
ain't shit.
I know I ain't shit.
I, as much as I love to sit here and chit-chat with y'all, but I got to get ready for my show, make sure y'all call in, and, yeah.
All right.
Love you guys. And I better catch you on my show. Bye, guys.
All right, bye. Bye, woman. Now that we got that squared out of the way, what battle were we on?
We just finished up the O-Red and Big Two.
No, we're talking about Anubis and
Oh yeah. You finished up that draw.
Yeah. That was a great battle. Hands down. That was a great battle. Next up on tonight's card, are we going to Queen of the Ring or King of the Dot? Where you wanna go?
You can see it in the ring.
Alright. Queen of the Ring card. I gotta pull up the battle just to make sure I got the right one. Minor technical difficulties. Hold on. What the hell is the Queen of the Ring battle? There we go. Do we really gotta cover this one?
Nah, not really. Maybe you already
know which one
it is. The event, but just say who won. So just say who won, because everybody already knows. Oh no, this is Looney, right? Looney and Stars battle. You talking about Looney's battle?
Yeah.
You know what? When we went to that event, I thought she lost horribly. I thought it was just a horrible-ass, boring-ass battle, right? So when I watched it back, I actually gave Looney the first and second round. Yeah? Did you watch it on cam?
No. I was scared, too.
I gave her the first and second. Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Think so?
I was just as surprised. So did Star. She choked, too, in the second round.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. But the thing is, first off, Looney, she was cooking in that first round. She was snapping. She was actually saying a lot of shit. I gave her that round. The second round, she was cooking. And when she choked towards the end of her round. But she kind of recovered from it better than she usually do when she choked.
Yeah.
Of course, she went through her freestyle shit, you know what I'm saying? But it didn't look that bad, you know what I'm saying? Now, when Star choked, she just choked. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no real recovery from it or none of that shit. If I recall, I think she ended her round. Like, it was just like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Just let her go. You know what I'm saying? Like, Looney was actually cooking. Now, Looney's third round was just horrible. That shit was horrible. So I gave Star that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I won't say, you know, that she just, like, beat her clearly in every fucking round. Like, it was definitely debatable, you know what I'm saying? Like, Star was right there with her and shit. But I think she edged it, you know what I'm saying? She edged it. Looney be saying some shit, man. She just got to slow it down.
Yeah, like, I don't really think that's her. I don't think that's her flow. I think she needs to, like, do need to slow it down. Like, I don't think that fast rapper shit is her flow.
She just need to slow it down.
Like,
and she said it herself.
Like, she would be something. And she was like an enunciator. Like, she has great wordplay. So she just got projected. Like,
Yeah, she was. As she said, I had talked to her on Facebook after the battle dropped. I had talked to her, and she said that, and I told her.
You're always talking to somebody.
Man, chill. I said, I told her, I was like, yo, if you slow it down, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing I told you. Like, I feel like your thoughts move quicker, like your mind moves quicker than your mouth do at some points, you know what I mean? And she was like, you know, like, she had me taking, like, the whole battleship seriously. Huh?
I was just about to say that she had that same, I had that same complex.
Yeah, but she was saying, like, she rated, like, she a procrastinator, pretty much. You know, she, you know what I mean? She don't really be taking, like, the battleship, like, seriously like that. She don't really be prepared for it. So that's why, you know, she be fucking up a lot. But she said she definitely gonna start taking it more serious, you know what I mean, especially now that she's fucking with Queen in the Ring and shit like that. So hopefully next battle we see her in, you know what I mean, like it'd be a different type of Looney. But, like, she look at that battle. As much as you scarred from it, from being there that night, go ahead and look at it.
I was scarred, Queen.
So was I. Like, I thought that was the worst battle of the night. It still is, but it's better than what I've seen that night. You know what I mean? It's crazy how you can see a battle and it's one way live, and then you see it on camera, it's like a whole different battle.
I know, that should be crazy. Like, I don't understand that shit.
I don't know, because, like, maybe it's just like the energy in the room and just in the moment. Like, I don't know, but it's a whole different battle, man. I give it the movie 2-1. 2-1.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I really got to see this shit now, because, like, that bugged me the fuck out. So, yeah. Oh, we got to get into a quick caller. She needs no introduction, but I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Happy birthday to my boo. What's the deal, Crest the Catalyst, and everybody on the show? This is your girl, Miss Chocolate.
What's up?
I beg you to have your birthday.
What's going down? What's up, baby daddy? How was your birthday? You good? You have a good time? Did you get turned up? Did you do anything?
I didn't do shit yet. Because I had to work today, so I didn't want to do shit yet. But today is a whole different story. I'm officially, well, it all depends on if I do go to work tomorrow. Today will be my official last day when I go on vacation, so yeah. As I get off of work today, if I go, oh shit, we lost Chocolate. And that was, wow. That hurt my feelings a little bit. But yeah, I guess we're going to wait until she calls back and everything. We're going to get into this next battle and everything. We're going to the king of that now. Let's go. How about Rome versus Real Deal? We got Rome representing Philly, Pennsylvania, and we got Real Deal repping Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I don't remember, man. It must have been a while since we started talking about battles. We last talked about battles. I remember that battle was a dope one. I remember I told you to look at it.
Yeah.
I want to say I gave it to, I might have gave it to Rome. But I think it might be debatable, though.
Who you say you gave it to?
I might have said Rome. I know I gave him a round. That round, when he was talking about, well, was it wrong? Who was the one that was talking about if you, yeah, it was wrong, because he was cooking Real Deal about being on Top Mob that round. He's talking about he got a Mac in the back of the
hat. That was the second round.
It was Wi-Fi. Yeah, I know I gave him that round. I don't remember if I gave him the first round or not. I don't remember. I know they both went in.
I know. I gave Ron the second round and the third round. I gave Real Deal the first round. Real Deal was cooking. Real Deal was snapping in the first round. He was definitely snapping in the first round. But Ron can't, like, but no, Ron was snapping in the first round, too. Don't get me wrong. Ron was snapping in that first round, too. So don't get me chopped off of that. But Ron with that dot mob play, beautiful. And the A-verb flip, that was priceless.
Mm-hmm.
That sealed the third round for him. His word, I didn't see that shit coming. I replayed that shit like 6 times. Yeah, that was definitely what's up. Like that's how you talk to your dad. That shit was there. So I was like, yeah. So I gave that round 2-1.
Yeah, that might have been the same shit that I gave him. I know I gave him the second. I just can't remember the other round that I gave him. But Real Deal was cooking too, though. I can't take nothing from him.
Yeah, he was cooking. He was stirring up the pot. I ain't even going to hold you. So, yeah. Round 2-1. Last battle of the night. The King of the Dot. We had world domination. JC versus Hunter Bullets. I say this is JC's first loss.
Yeah.
But this whole battle is whack as shit. The whole battle is whack. Like, but when it comes, like, to all around, I gave it the Bullet. Right. And I think he 3-0'd him.
JC just went there that night.
He bought it.
I don't know what.
He really bought it.
You know what? Like, I don't know. Yo, you know who? Go back and watch that battle, yo. And tell me 100 Bullets don't battle like Reese. He's like a black version of Reese. He would do the same jogging dance that Reese do when he rap.
He
did. And I think he did it in the third round. I'm telling you, dude, his delivery, his cadence, all that shit is Reese, dog.
Mm. I think Reese will fuck him up. I think Reese is more vicious. I think Reese is more vicious. So I think Reese will fuck him up.
I think
if them two would battle, I think Reese will win because he'll have an aggression over him. Bullets was, like, spitting something, but it wasn't really hitting because his, like, aggression was, like his punch was, like,
Yeah.
Like, you can, okay, I guess. Like, it was, like, really hard to, like, feel it because it was, like, so droll when he said it. Like,
yeah.
It looked like he was trying to, like, it looked like he was trying to push them shits out, and it just wasn't working.
Yeah, I didn't really fuck with him like that this battle, but he just did better than JC. Like,
yeah.
For me, I didn't really like this battle at all.
Me neither.
100, but
out of all the King of the Dot battles that came out, like, this was the whack one.
Yeah.
That shit was poor. I mean, that's my word. I'm sticking to it. That shit was poor to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what else you got?
That's it.
That's
all the battles. Yeah.
Yo, shout out to
Unbiased
Review.
Hold on, we say 100 Bullets 3-0?
Yes.
All right. Now, what was you about to say?
I was saying shout out to Chris for Unbiased Review. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you ever seen any of his interviews, like the Untold Truth joints. Like, those joints, man, it's actually interesting, man. Like, I looked at all of them last night. I think he got like 5 or 6 of them so far. And it's like an hour, 2 hour long interviews with these battlers. You know what I mean? Like, I know the Arsenal one is like 2 hours long. And yes, you know what I mean? They be giving like little inside shit, you know what I mean? And shit that be going on with them. He got one with Jazz, he got one with Swave, he got one with O-Red. What else I watch? One with John the Don. My favorite ones that I watch was Arsenal and John the Don. Those two. Like, just seeing, like, the state of mind that these cats be in, and, you know what I mean, hearing the business from them and their actual real opinions on other battlers and shit like that. Like, it's a good look, man. I think people shouldn't be sleeping on that. Like, that's I definitely recommend them joints, man. At first, I was like, I ain't watching no hour-long interview. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't watching this. Then I seen Arsenal shit was 2 parts. That shit was damn near 2 hours. I was like, what the fuck? I ain't watching this shit. But I watched it, man. It was entertaining. Like,
but I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it. You know what I'm saying? Because like, everybody kept talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, all right, let me go ahead and peep it out or whatever. And, like, I see, like, some cool cats, man. And it's crazy because Arsenal said that Hollow told him, because he hit Hollow up a while ago, about getting him to battle on UW. And Hollow told him, you know, if he battle anybody, it's going to be Lux, and it's going to be on Smack. So I'm like, it's crazy how things change. Like, you know what I mean? Then he broke down, like, the shit that happened in Detroit. You know what I mean? He broke down the shit about why he stopped fucking with Smack. You know what I'm saying? Because of the whole Detroit situation with Surf got locked up. Like, he said Surf went there the day before them. Like, Surf went there on a Thursday or some shit, and Arsenal and them got there Friday. So when they got there Friday, you know, they got there, they went to the mall and shit, and they kept hitting up Surf, and they wasn't getting in contact with him. So he said they went back to the hotel, seen Smack and Beasley and all them in front. So they're like, yo, what's up with Surf? Like, where he at? He got here yesterday and shit. And he's like, they wasn't trying to say nothing. And then eventually Smack told him, like, yo, he got locked up. He was like, yo, why the fuck you ain't call us? Like, we as niggas, we should be the first ones you call. Like, why the fuck you ain't say shit? And he said Smack told him, you know, asked him not to say nothing, like, not to tweet nothing and not to tell nobody. Like, he ain't want nobody to know anything because he didn't want people to, you know, maybe not show up to the event or some shit. And he thought that was, like, real some disloyal type shit. Like, so that's why he stopped fucking with Smack and them. I'm like, damn, like, it's a lot of shit. You know what I mean? They really be giving the inside scoop, man. So shout out to them. Oh, man.
I'm going to definitely check those joints out.
Yeah, check them
out. But it's that time of the night where we say bye-bye to the people.
Yep, this bitch. Oh, we talk about the, did you see the Disaster A-Verb battle?
Huh?
Disaster and A-Verb.
No.
Oh, you ain't see that? All right, we'll see that for next time, man.
I like to see when the actual company drops.
It already dropped.
I don't like the bootleg ones.
It ain't bootleg. It dropped. It's real shit.
Oh. Well, I'll watch it then. Hold on, how much did Disaster Freestyle first?
A lot.
Oh, God. How long is this battle?
I don't even remember. I don't think it's that long. Arse. I'm talking about the Arsenal. Verb heard that nigga kill himself, though. He made them up again.
Is Verb back?
Verb was snapping. He was snapping. He started talking about a particular topic. And put that motherfucker right in his bag. I ain't never seen disaster get that damn mad.
I gotta check it out.
He made he pissed some off so bad in the truck fucking freestyle.
Damn. Well, that'll be on the Battle Talk next week. Everything. But it's that time. Go ahead, Flynn.
That's fine, nigga. Play that shit. That's fine, nigga. We gotta do the outro. I gotta do all that shit.
Yeah,
I'm about to make like an automated message to say all that shit.
Man, you gotta just stop being lazy all the fucking time. How you gonna have a boring ass intro and then complain about the outro?
My intro is not boring, my nigga.
Your intro is boring.
That shit ain't boring. I ain't gotta do all that shit. Anyway, O'Flame, follow me on Twitter, @TheLittleFlame, niggas. @TheLittleFlame on Instagram, Shadowy Media on Instagram, YouTube.com/O'Flame, ReverbNation.com/O'Flame, O'Flame fan page, Shadowy Media fan page, Shadowy, just type in Shadowy or TheLittleFlame, Shadowy Media, all that shit, man. You find me, you get in contact with me. That's how we do it, man.
Yes, and y'all know it's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crested Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware, I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. And y'all know my parting words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day because you never know when you're going to be gone. You can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Skype, Uber. Only females that get about that life. Also, Instagram. Shout out to all the big titty females that follow me and everything. And you can follow me too. And that's Crush the Catalyst. CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. It's that time. Flame is time.
It's time, nigga.
Still bullshitting on this fucking video, nigga. Still bullshitting.
Yo, shit rough out here, dog. You hear that fucking earthquake outside?
Anyway.
Yo, nigga.
This is why I'm about to get a white co-host. Yo. This is exactly why I'm about to get a white co-host.
How you do headlines and not talk about LAX getting shot up?
Huh?
Huh?
What happened?
How you do headlines and not talk about LAX getting shot up today?
LAX got shot up?
LAX, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, the motherfucker that did it is from this area, right over the bridge, right over Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Jersey niggas is crazy.
Motherfucker is crazy out here, dog.
Everybody know Jersey crazy.
It's real out here. But yeah. Those just a lot of people that lost somebody out there. I heard like 6 people got shot. I don't know how many got killed or whatever. I got to look at it. Again, it was still developing and shit. But, yeah, nigga, it's time, nigga. Go ahead and drop that shit. You ain't even play Snapback, nigga.
Well, I'm going to play Snapback then. It's time.
2 for 2.
So there. But when we going to shoot the videos for both? Actually, when we going to shoot the videos for both of them? As a matter of fact.
Hold on, nigga. It's a hurricane.
Damn.
It's a hurricane. Hold on. Wait, what'd you say?
Damn. I wish we could have her in the video.
What?
No, I just saw somebody that... I just saw somebody on Facebook that I wish we could have in the video. That's actually on the team. Well, I don't even know if she's on the still on the team. Well, I think, yeah, she's still on the team.
Talking about Blake?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would love for her to be in the video. Shout out to Carolinas. Woo! They shall know how to grow. They shall know how to grow. That'd be
me and them cousin girls. But yeah, I gotta get myself together because I'm not allowed to flirt with my the shadow girls. I do it anyway behind Flynn's back. Technically, I'm not allowed to.
They tell me anyway.
Oh, they do?
They tell me everything.
Hold on, then. Who I flirt with, then?
Who haven't you flirted with?
I only flirted with two.
Yeah, all right.
Not for real. I only flirted with two.
Yeah, all right. Damn, we missed a whole bunch of topics, nigga. We ain't talking about Jimmy Henchman getting life.
Damn, I didn't even know that. I gotta find a new source. My sources is getting lagged. My sources is getting laggy.
Yeah, to get that nigga life. That nigga was foul, dog. Like, I ain't know him and Chris Lighty was going at it so much. Like, this nigga shot up the violated doors to their offices and shit. This nigga shot up Chris Lighty's or 50 Cent's truck when he saw Chris Lighty was in there. They shot up that shit. They shot up Tony Yayo's Bentley in front of the Apollo Theater. Dang, this nigga was ruthless. I don't give a fuck. That nigga would never have been my manager. Fuck that shit. But yeah, we can talk about that next show.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about yeah. And we're also going to talk about Conrad. Got the Conrad. Now, man, I'm going to tell you about that shit right now. Okay, how is that Conrad about trying to call? Why is my mama calling me at 12? See? See, she need to be in bed. I know she about to call me for some dumb shit. I know she about to call me for some dumb shit. I feel it. So I'm gonna end this show and everything, and then I'm gonna call her back because I know it's gonna be some dumb shit that's gonna give me a headache. So I'm not even gonna do her right now.
Oh.
So first of all, Dr. Conrad. The doctor that killed Michael Jackson. The nigga that killed Michael Jackson. He got out after 2 years. Okay, voluntary manslaughter. When you ever heard somebody get out in 2 years? Ain't that a minimum 10?
You would think so.
I think involuntary manslaughter is a minimum 10. How you get out in 2?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And now he's suing, what state? He's suing, I think, Vegas. Vegas, he's suing a state to get his license back.
Wow.
Yeah. Claiming, hold on. He's actually claiming slander of character.
Wow.
You killed Michael Jackson. Ain't no slander of character. You killed him. You killed the king of pop. The greatest entertainer that ever will live. You killed him.
That's crazy. They can try anything nowadays, man.
See what fascinates me about this the most, the biggest part of this that fascinates me is he's black. He's the only white people pull this shit off. I'm so confused. That sounds like a white people that really sounds like some shit white people do. Had the balls to pull a stunt like that. First, get out on a body, involuntary body, after 2 years, and then sue a state to get your license back saying they slandered your character.
Yeah,
we just want to end this show like that. But when are we going to shoot these videos, Sling? You're bullshit.
Hold on, there's a volcano erupting. Hold on.
See what I got to deal with? Y'all see it? This is, finally, I got on tape the Hollywood shit that you do. This is exactly it. Trying to get answers. What he do? Like a Hollywood ass nigga spin. I finally got evidence. It took me a couple months, but I finally got evidence.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, snap back, then it's time. We'll catch y'all on the flip. Shadowy all day, next to Blow Radio. Y'all know it's the show.
She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back. I'm fresh to death for my fitted. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back. Baby girl, won't you step in my room? Get your zoomer on. Running from the dick as you climb the wall to the ceiling. I'ma give you that feeling. Hot damn. We nasty, we fresh. I'ma beat the pussy to death. We nasty, we fresh. I'ma eat the pussy till there ain't no cat. When she tosses back and sit it straight on my lap, and then her ass to fat, and she be making it clap. I tell her baby relax, there's the end of the back. All up in your universe, and I go deeper than that. I'm fresh to death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she tosses back. Don't fresh to death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it.
With my fitted cap and I whoosh in her ocean. On her knees with one hand on the headboard, yeah, that's through the motion. She takes her seat, my Tahitian treat, ha, you know. Make the bed creak, team makes beat, breathe, stretch, shake. Let her go, screams and scream, ripping the sheets, my stroke is so elite. I'm so deep, but she don't retreat, cause the best is what she tweet. Where her clothes at, who knows, never mind, let's go. Be a good girl for the show, face the camera, lick your lips and pose.
Fresh death for my fitted. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back. I'm fresh to death for my fitted. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back.
And shorty fucking with a monster when she stepping to me. It's that long stroke in the building, looking for a little freak. Dreaded with the fitted, she fat me the digits. So when I hit it, I'm licking the pussy until she start creaming and dripping. Flipping, looking for the stick and I'm picking her up. Party hoe, she slowly bowing till my dick is swollen up. I give her pipe like a life is being sliced by a butcher. And I dick a throw like I'm trying to break her windpipe. She like the gagging, freaky ass and baby girl. Get a wet, licking on my chest while I'm molesting her breast. She's on the glazed over moaning, let me know that. This pussy, I own it up in a sexual moment. Bubble bouncer pumping on that ass like I'm trying to split it. Flip her body like a pancake when I hit it. She see a nigga in her dream, guillotine a monster, fucking the devil. Call fault, cause I'll be the problem.
Fresh death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back. I'm fresh to death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back.
Prepare all your hate. Yeah, niggas Back on deck, yeah. Be heading the so-called best, yeah. CW, Shadow, we start signing our